So what brings you out to Occupy Chicago?
I heard about Wall Street, and then as soon as I heard that Chicago was doing something similar, I wanted to be out here because I'm ready for a change. So I wanted to join the people that were on the streets.
What's the one thing you want people to know about?
Well, the most important thing to me is the fact that there's so many people, and it's awareness is what's being raised, is that you aren't alone with these feelings. The media tries to make you think, Fox News says, this is normal, but it's not. Like we say, you are the 99% because there are other people out there, and I can't speak on behalf of the movement, but for me, I want to see changes with how the corporate taxing goes, and one of my biggest issues is the agriculture industry, because I'm a big environmentalist, and I feel like the subsidies are not good for the farms, it's not good for your bodies, it's not good for the farmers, it's not good for the earth. Like, and helping with those would, by figuring out a new system that works to help everybody, would be good.
Do you think that could be achieved by bringing people out here and staying out here and getting the attention raised?
I think raising awareness that there needs to be a change, and the open communication is the most important thing. During the General Assemblies, everyone brings forward topics, and we have a discussion on how everyone thinks the best solution would be. And right now, I don't have the immediate solution, but I hope to find it through the discussions of everybody.
How long do you plan on staying?
I plan on being out here every day until we get a change, even if it's an hour, stay for 10 hours one day, depending. I try to get out here as much as I can.
What brings you to Occupy Chicago?
What brings me to Occupy Chicago is a serious situation that we have going on right now, and not only in America but across the world. You know, the top 1% own more than 99% of us combined, and you know that to say that that's unfair is an understatement, to say the least. Right now, there's over 31% of the youth in Chicago alone live in poverty. Now, that's almost a third of the youth in Chicago living in poverty. One thing that I work with is helping to see what we could do about going through direct action instead of demanding and making petitions for pleas and all this, and just going out and just doing the damn thing ourselves, pardon the French. But it's a very, you know what I'm saying, like, serious situation we got going, because especially when you're living on the street, I live in a squat myself with four other people who's in the same resistance. It's like, you know, basically when situations get to this kind of point, and we see this thing happen, you know, we saw it happen in Greece years ago, same thing happened in Spain with the repression, it automatically breeds resistance. There's over 2.3 million people in prison right now. Now, these big shot, these, you know, corporate big willies, they make a profit off prisoners off out of taxpayers' pockets, costing taxpayers over $47 billion a year to keep people in prison. Now, we already know that it's proportionately people of color who are incarcerated, and these, you know, the DOC is a you can invest in prison stock. So you know the stock market and the prison stock, there's an interesting correlation between the two, because both deal with capitalism and exploitation of human beings for the profit of the few who make their riches off other people's misery.
Now, how badly have people of color been hurt and hit by everything going on?
It would be too long. Like, your tape recorder would burn out and catch on fire. You know, I mean, your batteries would run out first. There's so much stuff that goes on. I mean, there's been over 40 people of color here in Chicago alone who's been shot by these vicious police officers, you know what I'm saying, who get away with it all the time. Now, I have a cousin on death row. Now, they just execute for, my cousin on death row, he's locked up for allegedly shooting a plainclothes officer to death who was chasing him. Now, you have Oscar Grant issues, situations that happen where, you know, the thought of death penalty for a cop doesn't even enter the equation. It doesn't even pop up in people's minds. You know, it's considered the right thing to do, whether people like it or not. And people are sitting up saying, nah, hell no, it ain't right. And, you know, people... you know, people of, well, people of African descent make up only 12.5% of the percent of the population, but make up the majority of the people in prison. So the oppression which happens behind the penitentiary wall and behind in prison is reaching a level where it's only getting to the point where prisons are only breeding suicides of revolutionaries. Now, you don't have to physically commit suicide to be a suicide. You could give up on your own. You could give up on everything mentally. You could give up on everything spiritually because of living in living in the eye of oppression storm, living in in the very clutches of it all. So, a lot of the people of color. Everywhere can attest, like the rampant police profiling. I was profiled twice in the last 4 days, you know, just walking down the street with somebody. And, stuff like that, it eventually incubates the seeds of resistance. And I think a lot of people of color feel that way as well.
Is that one of the reasons you're out here then, is to bring light and let everyone know what's going on with the people of color, and to help understand that no matter how hard you get hit, if you're a person of color, you got hit 10 times worse?
Yes, and it's not just because of that. It's like there's a lot of people here, you know, with a lot of different grievances. It's not just people of color who are oppressed. Women who have the same jobs as men are paid less than men, though they're working the exact same jobs. So there's a patriarchal equation in it all that has its roots in this corporate system that dominates us. So, and it's not just women. It's a whole lot of people. If you're not part of that 1%, big fish eat little fish, is dog eat dog. That's the way capitalism works. That's the way the market, the stock place that we're standing in front of works. And in New York, and we stand in solidarity with everybody resisting in New York right now. And we raise our fists in solidarity in the struggle with them.
How long you plan on staying here?
I plan on staying. I spent the night last night. Didn't get any sleep, but I plan on staying out for. I'm just riding, just as long as it takes. You know what I'm saying? It's an occupation. I believe that housing is a human right, so buildings should be occupied as well. In Chicago alone, there's 90,000 documented homeless persons in the city of Chicago. But at the meantime, there's over 100,000 renovatable buildings, vacant lots, foreclosed homes. So there shouldn't be any reason why anybody's homeless on the streets. There's a surplus of buildings. So, occupying the occupation, it's more than just occupying Wall Street, or more than just occupying the border trade. It's about occupying a place to live within yourself for existence, for survival mentally. And once you get to that place mentally, then you could get to the direct action physically and take care of it. Like Fanon said, it's time for the talking to end and the acting to begin. So one thing that I like to encourage people to do is to set up base areas of resistance by starting up Serve the People programs, free breakfast for children programs, starting up chapters for the urban squatter movement that we got going on here in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and in New York, starting up. It's time to get hands in the mud with it, and like they say in southern Mexico with the Zapatistas, ya basta, or enough already.
What brings you guys out to Occupy Chicago?
What actually brought me here was I basically want to spread out the truth towards the people, because I've realized that throughout the years, the media has censored it. So a lot of people they pretty much rely on the media to give them everything they need. But really, we have to go out and seek it, because the stronger they grow, the weaker we get, with not within like a physical state, but more like a mental state. And our voice, they're making our voices lower and not heard. So I'm here to make that voice stronger and to feed knowledge amongst our youth and to get back our future, because these people are so greedy that they got their hands in our future. So they want to take our future before we even have a chance to, obtain that right. So therefore, we're taking back our future. I'm a recent college dropout. I was in business management, but I couldn't pay for my student loans, and at the same time, I wasn't trying to be in debt for the rest of my life. So therefore, I'm a barber now, and I socialize with a lot of people, and I try to spread the message as well to, you know, talk about the truth and socialize with other people, diversify this group, and know that we're only one race, and that's the human race.
I'm here in Chicago today because I guess I want my vote to be heard. When I vote, somebody would come into office and corporations lobby, so corporations can lobby more than I can. You know, I don't have millions of dollars to lobby people, so it doesn't really matter who I vote for. You know, I'm a young person. I'm 25. I run a small machine shop. I have a house. I pay all my bills. I'm financially okay, but I'm still down here because if you start learning about the financial system and economics, you learn that the dollar's been devalued over the years, and I'm just here to stand up.
Is the media issue what really brings you down, or is it just everything that's going on with that?
The media issue is part, because if they really are for the people, they would be here, like, supporting us. But that's only a fraction. There's a lot of issues that are going on globally and, like, around this country as well. So what if, since we got our hands, like, in other countries, if they're going down, we're going to go down as well, because it's like, I said it before, but I don't know if it makes much sense. It's like, the cookies have been taken from this jar. And instead of restoring these cookies in this country, they're restoring in other places around the world. So they forget about the origin, their own homeland, their country. So therefore, that's part of the issue. But I'm just here because to end the corruption, because it's not fair that we make less and get taxed more, and they make more and we get taxed and they get taxed less. So I feel like it's unfair. And we're in a country where it's the promised land, where your dreams can be reached and come true. And if they take that away from us, then it's not the dreamland anymore.
And you mentioned voting rights and financial issues. Is that the main reason, or is there more to it than just that?
I guess it just... People need to have their knowledge. People need to get educated on what's really going on around here. Stop listening to the mainstream media and start listening to, you know, different news sources. I watch a lot of Russia Today News. It's a Russian news program, and they do a lot of stuff on the U.S. and it's in, you know, English, and they report on more than the rest of them combined, in my eyes, on the more important problems. I think that there's a lot of people down here, and everybody's got a lot of different messages, and there is no one reason that anybody's here yet, you know. And I'm not sure when that's going to come about. Like I said, I got here a couple hours ago, and I'm only staying till tonight. And if it's still going on next weekend, I'll be back. But as much as I can, I still got to work and pay for the house. So
you're going to be back just when you're able to.
As much as possible, yeah.
How long will you be around for?
I will be around as long as there's still people outside of here. And I have a job as well. And I took off work to be here and support my own people, because this is a very strong message. And if it starts off as a few, that is going to grow. You know, it's about us growing as one. And I'm going to be here for as long as I'm still breathing oxygen and I still have air. And I'm still able to be, you know, have knowledge of what's going on and socialize with people and spread that message. Until everybody gets the message and we finally become 99%, that's the day that I'm going to stop coming down here.
Tax the rich, feed the poor. Tax the rich, feed the poor.
So what brings you to Occupy Chicago?
What brings me here is that I just want to represent the 99% of people that are having difficulty paying bills because they can't find a job, or I'm here for my friends who are in thousands and thousands of dollars in debt after college and can't seem to find work. And so I want to represent everybody that, and I think that we really need to, everyone needs to come together, and everyone needs to stop being so ignorant to this.
True. Is that the most important thing, is the financial aspect and the college debt?
I think something like this, there's so many, I think if you ask every single person here, you'll have a different answer of why they're here, because it is a really kind of vague anger, I guess, from everybody. But me, I just want people to stop being so ignorant and to educate themselves on what actually is going on around us. And we just, because there's really, if we just, oh, that's how it is, nothing is ever going to change. Like, oh, this is, I'm happy with being unemployed, happy being in debt. That's just how life is. No, nothing's ever going to come from that.
Do you think this is bringing attention to this? Do you think this is helping people go, wait a minute, what is really going on? Why are people out here?
I love to say yes, I think so. I believe slowly and surely it'll happen because, I mean, what's going on, this all started with what, like, started in New York and then it's slowly spreading across everywhere. I think if people stick to it and people do stay in the streets and keep educating people, then yeah, I think it's definitely going to help.
How long you plan on staying here with this with Occupy Chicago?
Well, I got here about an hour and a half ago or two. I'll probably stay here for a couple more hours. I live really near, so I can just ride my bike, hop on over, and chat with people. And
So if they keep going on through the winter into the spring, are you going to keep coming back and protesting with them?
Definitely. Yeah, as much as I can when I'm not working, yeah.
You to Occupy Chicago this evening?
I was moved by the young people and their enthusiasm and growing numbers, and I hope this movement grows.
What's the most important reason for being here?
To help spark a movement. It starts by ones and twos.
And how long do you plan on staying with the movement?
Well, for today, I can only stay a couple more hours, but I'm going to D.C. October 8th. They're going to have an Occupy D.C., so I'm going to that.
Are you going to come back and stay with Occupy Chicago as long as they're here?
Oh, I sure will. I'll come down on the weekends.
Money for jobs and education!
Brings you to Occupy Chicago this evening?
We're here basically because we believe that corporations are not people and we want to get corporate money out of the government.
And I see you brought your daughter here. Is it important that she sees some of this?
It's very important because not only does this affect us, but this is going to affect my daughter, her kids, and this type of system needs to stop.
Is the money in the government the most important reason why you came out here, or is it just one of many?
It's definitely the most important, I think. If a politician is getting all these millions, you know, who are they looking out for? The people that are giving them the money are us.
And how long do you plan on staying with the movement?
As long as it takes.
Show me what democracy looks like!
Democracy looks like
people love the profit.
Occupy Chicago.
People love the profit.
Occupy Chicago.
We are the 99% and the police. We are the 99% and the police. We are the 99% and the police. We are the 99%. Join us. We are the 99% and you are. The 99% and everybody is the 99%.